So we are recording now. And Bill, for starters, will you state your name and your title?
Yes, my name's Bill Hart, and I am the field representative for Missouri Preservation.
Now, Bill, the Missouri Preservation Honor Awards are coming up. Why don't you just explain a little bit about what exactly these are?
Certainly. They're our way of recognizing the accomplishments of people and projects as pertaining to historic preservation in Missouri. We offer four different categories of awards. We have the Preserve Missouri Awards. There are usually a half dozen awards that recognize commercial revitalization, institution or civic buildings, individual projects that go on in historic preservation, rural preservation. So those are typically project oriented. And then there's another award called the Osmond Overby Award, and the Overby Award recognizes published works that contribute to the documentation or interpretation of architectural history. Last year, it went to Bob Priddy for his book, Art of the Capitol, a picture book on art of the state capitol here in Missouri. Then we have two McReynolds Awards, and these awards go to people or projects that have created synergy in historic preservation. They may be a part of a long-term project. They may be for a person who is a go-getter in historic preservation and has contributed to an ongoing effort in historic preservation. And then our highest award is the Rozier Award, and that sort of recognizes the lifetime achievement of someone in historic preservation.
All right. Go ahead.
Sure. Our celebration of our honor awards and the presentation happens every year in the springtime. This year it's happening March 6, 2014, and it's always held in the rotunda of the State Capitol Building in Jefferson City. And then there's a really nice reception and luncheon afterward. This year, it's March. The honor awards presentation is going to be on March 6th of 2014.
And right now, are you accepting nominations?
We are. We're accepting nominations until November the 15th for any and all of the awards. If someone's interested in nominating someone in their community, you can go to our website, which is preservemo.org, preservemo.org. You'll see right on the homepage the call for nominations, and you can download a nomination form that way. If anybody else is also interested in receiving one, but in Microsoft Word format, you can also call our office. That number is 660-882-5946.
And you listed off the categories. Is there, I guess, anything in particular you're looking for with these nominations?
What we like to recognize is the accomplishments of Missourians, and we don't try to guide the nominations. We try to make it up to the citizens of Missouri to nominate what they believe have been significant and important strides in historic preservation. There have been a variety of really vast variety in the types of nominations we've received in the past. You know, they can be for the restoration of a mansion somewhere, or they can, as a one-year a filling station, a restored filling station from the 1930s was restored, and that was nominated and given an award several years ago. So it pretty much runs the gamut.
Oh, that's wonderful. Bill, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No. We appreciate the opportunity to be able to recognize accomplishments in historic preservation around the state. And so we're encouraging anybody who needs to be recognized. If there's somebody in your community, we would love to get a nomination from you for our statewide honor awards in March.